Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection. Numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last few years, I've acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into cubby holes with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from. I'm going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our archive has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. The first two digits, I say, will represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP. Now, tonight we're going to be looking at LPs with the number 75 at the beginning. We're going to travel back to the year 1975, the year of my birth. That's coming up on 50 years, for God's sakes. Okay, well, no more depressing stuff like that. And we're going to start off with a group that was putting out their debut album in 1975, and that's Outlaws. We're putting out their self-titled debut on Arista Records, catalog number 75-220. And on this album, it had a couple big songs that you pretty much still hear on the radio, or some of them are deeper, but like Green Grass and High Tides. I'm not going to play that because that's nearly 10 minutes long, but I certainly could fill up most of the time of my show. But we're going to play one of their other big hits from that album, and it's called There Goes Another Love Song. The album did pretty good, and the single did even better. It hit number 34 on the Hot 100. So here is the song, There Goes Another Love Song, by Outlaws, right now on Random Draw.
Sometimes I feel I am getting kind of low. Thoughts I am thinking are the reason. So I try to remember without talking to myself. Things that I said or maybe things that I felt about you. Sitting in a corner of a crowded barroom. People all around me and I still feel alone. Just when I know I'm gonna break down and cry, someone played a tune that dried the tear from my eye.
There goes another love song, someone singing about me again. There goes another love song, now I need more than a friend. From my home, trying to get back to where I know I belong. Wish and a hope and I was already there. I just heard a voice that whispered in my ear singing,
there goes another love song, someone singing about me again. There goes another love song.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
taking those drugs, brain damage from smoking those rugs. All I got to show for my time is just an empty head. I got mind slippage, my memory has flown, mind drippage, my thinker's been blown. All I got to show for my troubles, just what I said. Just a hollow head hanging on a pile, for some bones and some blood and some water. Show for my time is just an empty head. I got mind slippage, my memory has flown, mind drippage, my thinker's been blown. All I got to show for my troubles, just what I said. I got brain damage from taking those drugs, brain damage from smoking those rugs. All I got to show for my troubles, just what I said.
I guess I tried to show you how to take the crowd with my guitar. Businessmen would clap their hands, clip another fat cigar. Publishers would spread the news, print my music far and wide. The kids who played the blues would lay my licks with a bottleneck slide. But now it seems the bubbles burst, though you know there was a time when love songs gathered in my head, the poetry in every line. And some men sold to hold the doors, but with my friends I passed that age. People stomped on dirty floors before I trod the rock and roll stage.
Thank you.
That's quite the groove they had there. That was King Crimson with their song Lament. Of course, that was a live version of it right there. And before that, we heard Brewer and Shipley and their song Brain Damage. And before that, we started off the show today with The Outlaws and their song There Goes Another Love Song. Now that Brewer and Shipley song was pretty much on task, on target for what you think of when you think of Brewer and Shipley, songs about drugs, because their biggest hit, of course, was One Toke Over the Line from the early 70s. But by 1975, they were putting out, I believe, like their seventh album called Welcome to Riddle Bridge. And it was on Capitol Records, catalog number 75-130, and that was a single off of it. The album didn't hit the 200, nor did the single really chart to anywheres, but it was still a pretty cool song. You know, it's not hard to complain about a song like that. getting brain damage from all the drugs they were doing. Thank you from the 1970s. Okay, that was Brewer and Shipley with Brain Damage. And next we heard King Crimson and their song Lament, from their live album called USA, which in fact was recorded live in the USA. Most of the tracks were taken from a live concert in Asbury Park, New Jersey in 1974, except they did have a really good version of 21st Century Schizoid Man. Again, another long song that I didn't have time to play. That one was taken from a show in Providence, Rhode Island. So this album came out on, let's see here, on Atlantic Records, catalog number 75-142. And again, I think it was their second live album. You pretty much, I know King Crimson from 21st Century Schizoid Man, and that's pretty much about it, I hate to say it. Very much a progressive rock instrumental group, you know, Robert Fripp and people like that in there. So you can't go wrong with some of that good progressive rock. And like I said, that song had a really good groove, and that was the song called Lament. All right. Well, we're going to keep the music rolling here, and we're going to get into some cover songs. I always love a good cover song here on the show, if you've ever listened to my show before. And we're going to start off with a group who had an amazing history leading up to the song, but by this point in time, they were kind of down on their dumps, and that was Blood, Sweat, and Tears. This was a 1975 release on Columbia Records called New City, and it brought back their famous lead singer, David Clayton Thomas, who was the singer in their early successful days of their Blood, Sweat, and Tears self-titled album, which won Album of the Year and a bunch of other Grammy Awards and sold 10 million copies. He had left the group in 1972, but by 1975, he was returning on this album. And the album opens up with a cover song, and it's a song you probably have known because in the 70s you couldn't avoid some of the songs like this, and it's a song called Ride, Captain, Ride. So here is Blood, Sweat, and Tears right now with the song Ride, Captain, Ride right now on Random Draw.
San Francisco Bay, rode off on their ship and here's what they had to say. hard year. Everybody had a good time. Everybody had a wet dream. Everybody saw the sunshine. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Everybody had a good year. Everybody let their hair down. Everybody put their socks up. Then everybody put their foot down.
I want to tell you about Texas radio and the big beat. It comes out of the Virginia swamps, cool and slow, with plenty of precision. A backbeat narrow and hard to master. Some call it heavenly in its brilliance, others mean and rueful of the Western dream. I love the friends I have gathered together on this thin raft. We have constructed pyramids in honor of our escaping. This is the land where Pharaoh died. The Negroes in the forest, brightly feathered. And they are saying, forget the night. Live with us in forests of azure. Out here on the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we are stoned. Immaculate. Listen to this. I'll tell you about the heartaches. I'll tell you about the heartaches and the loss of God. I'll tell you about the hopeless nights, the meager food my soul forgot. Tell you about the maiden with wrought iron soul. I tell you this, no eternal reward will forgive us now. I want to tell you about Texas radio and the big beat. Soft, driven, slow, and mad, like some new language. Listen to this, I'll tell you about Texas. I'll tell you about Texas radio. I'll tell you about the hopeless nights, the wandering, the western dream. Tell you about the maiden with wrought iron soul.
Ah, the great Alexis Corner right there with The Wasp, Texas Radio. And before that, we heard The Fifth Dimension with I've Got a Feeling. And we started off this set of cover songs from 1975 with Blood, Sweat, and Tears and their version of Ride, Captain, Ride. Again, it's great just pulling off these old vinyl records and finding some great gems like that Alexis Corner album. Anyways, the fifth dimension that we heard before that song was from their 1975 album Earthbound. Earthbound was actually the 12th album put out by the Fifth Dimension, who had just smash hits earlier in their career. Up, Up, and Away, Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In, Stone Soul Picnic, I believe. Just a ton of songs that you know and love. But by 1975, they were sort of reaching the end of their run with the original people. And this album, Earthbound, which was released on ABC Records, catalog number 75-213, was the last album that featured the original lineup of Billy Davis Jr., Marilyn McCoo, Florence LaRue, Lamonte McLemore, and Ron Townsend. That was the final album of theirs. And the album itself went up to 136 on the pop album charts. So there you go. Nice way to end their final run with a great album. And again, it had that great cover song of the Beatles classic, I've Got a Feeling. Hey, on the back of this album, I can still send in and join the Fifth Dimension fan club if I want to do that. Well, that's something interesting. All right, so there you go. So that was the Fifth Dimension with I've Got a Feeling. And we followed that up, like I said, with the great Alexis Corner, one of the great British bluesmen. He's like the British bluesman. He's the guy like before John Mayall and stuff like that. Because in 1961, him and Cyril Davis formed the Alexis Corner's Blues Incorporated. And that's like John Mayall's Blues Breakers. Had a bunch of different artists coming in and out of the lineup, including people like Charlie Watts and Jack Bruce and Ginger Baker and all that. And he's the guy that pretty much has helped put the Rolling Stones together. So in 1975, Alexis Corner was putting out an album called Get Off of My Cloud. Again, it featured a version of that Rolling Stones song, Get Off of My Cloud, but I always loved that Doors song. And that Doors song was taken from their 1971 album, L.A. Woman, the last album from the Doors. And so that there you go. Get some nice Doors music in there from the great Alexis Corner, who was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2024 by Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones. So there you go. It all comes around full circle. All right, we've done half a show here so far listening to some great vinyl records. We're going to take a quick break for a little bit, and then we're going to come back and listen to some more great vinyl records from the year 1975 here on Random Draw. So stay tuned.
Here we go again.
Excellent!
I demand more!
89.7 WTBR-FM. Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Tim's Lawn Care. It's almost time for fall cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care also could take care of your landscaping and fall lawn care needs. Also, ask about commercial and residential snow plowing for the winter. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222, and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
And UCP of Western Mass. Turn passion into purpose when you apply at UCP of Western Mass. Now offering full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. It's more than just a job, it's our identity. Apply today at ucpwma.org/jobs.
This is Kevin Cahill from the Sunday Sounds of Ireland show, which you can listen to every Sunday on WTBR 89.7 at 10 a.m. You will hear the jigs, you will hear the reels, the fiddles, the bowrons, and the bagpipes. Paddy Riley, the Wolf Tones, the Chieftains, and even some cranberries. So listen to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland every Sunday at 10 a.m. here at WTBR 89.7.
We all know WTBR is great to listen to on 89.7 FM, but did you know that you can listen to WTBR just about anywhere? We've got a web stream, and it's easy to use. Go to WTBRFM.com on your computer and click play. You can use the TuneIn app on your smartphone and connect it to your car's sound system. Or you can use your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play WTBRFM, and there's your community radio station. WTBR, for the love of radio.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
A always B B C closing. Always be closing. Always be closing.
And we're back here on Random Draw. We've been listening to some random vinyl albums from the year 1975. Now remember to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts, including Google and Apple Music and Amazon and any place else you can possibly find a podcast. You can also visit our station's website for more information at WTBRFM.com. While you're there, you can peruse the schedule of all the other great local programming. You can get the podcast from every other show here on WTBR. Or if you have an idea for your own show, there's a way to submit an idea for that. Plus, there's a giant button on the top that says donate, and we more than appreciate anything you can give to help us keep the lights on and the record spinning here at WTBR. All right, let's jump back into the music right now. We're going to jump back in. We're going to listen to some funky soul stuff here, and we're going to take the corner right around the corner from Alexis Corner, and we're going to get back on to some funky soul stuff, and we're going to listen to a group called Mandrill, a nice Brooklyn-based funk soul band who in 1975 were putting out a greatest hits compilation called The Best of Mandrill on Polydor Records. Their album covers are always pretty much the same. It always involves a picture of like a mandrill monkey. So there you go. I don't know why. I guess they just picked the name and they ran with the theme. So we're going to listen to a song off of this. It's a song called Get It All. And it was actually taken from their second album, Mandrill Is, which came out in 1972. And the song Get It All hit number 37 on the U.S. Soul charts in 1972. So here's Mandrill right now with the song Get It All right now on Random Draw.
wonderful day. Everything's going my way. This is the day I reach out to touch, and I know I'm gonna get you.
Smoke Sugar and their song I'm a Winner. Before that, we heard Peter Nero and his version of Superstition, the great Stevie Wonder song. And we started off this sort of funky dance set of music with Mandrill and their song Get It All. Now, Peter Nero is a piano player and a pops conductor. He actually was the conductor of the Philly Pops Orchestra from 1979 to 2013. And he won the Grammy Award for Best New Artist in 1962, so go figure. He also was sort of famous for doing movie and title theme covers and stuff. And in 1975, he was putting out an album on Arista Records called Disco, Dance, and Love Themes of the 70s. I mean, if that isn't like a K-Tel collection, I don't know what is. But on this album, it was all of him doing covers, piano lead bass covers of songs like Brother Louie and Love's Theme and Feel Like Making Love. Nothing from Nothing, the Billy Preston song, that sort of stuff. So, again, it's a nice covers album kind of thing with a piano-based pops orchestra feel to it. So that was Peter Nero and Superstition. And we closed that set off with a group called Smoked Sugar, and they were a funk and soul band from Los Angeles who in 1975 were putting out their only album. They put out one album on 20th Century Records and then didn't release any other albums after that. And it's a self-titled album called Smoked Sugar. And that was one of the tracks that sort of stuck out at me, was their song, I'm a Winner. So you don't hear from them very much, obviously, anymore. But there you go, that's Smoke Sugar with the song, I'm a Winner. Not too bad. All right, well, we're going to turn things up to the rock side now. We've had cover songs, we've had some funk and soul bands. Now we're going to do some rock. And we're going to start out with a group from Cleveland, Ohio, and that's James Gang. Now, James Gang, of course, is more famous for when they had Joe Walsh in the band in the late 60s, early 70s, with songs like Funk 49 and Walk Away. And those were fairly big hits for the band back in the early 70s. Their second album, James Gang Rides Again, hit number 20 on the Billboard album charts, based upon the success of Funk 49. And then their third album, Thirds with Walk Away, hit number 27 on the album, and that song hit 51. By 1975, Joe Walsh, of course, had moved over to the Eagles, done some solo work, moved to the Eagles, so they were still together as a group, and they were putting out their next-to-last album, an album called Newborn, on Atco Records. This was their last charting album, got up to number 109 on the album charts. Features a really cool painting on the cover, a Salvador Dali actual painting on the cover of the this Newborn album from James Gang, and we're going to listen to one of their singles off the album. It's a song called Merry-Go-Round. So here's James Gang right now with the song Merry-Go-Round right now on Random Draw. That was the Rolling Stones with Happy. Before that, we heard Bob Dylan and the band with This Wheel's on Fire. And we opened up this last set of music with the James Gang and their song Merry-Go-Round. Now, that band and Bob Dylan song was taken from their 1975 double album, The Basement Tapes, which pretty much sounds like it, you know, describes the how those songs are recorded. These were songs that were recorded over a series of years, featuring Bob Dylan and his work with the band up in Woodstock, pretty much after Dylan's motorcycle accident in 66. So there's 24 songs on it, 16 of them are Dylan tunes that they were finishing up, and the other 8 were band songs that they threw on the album, some featuring Dylan and that sort of thing. But the final track of the album was that song, This Wheel's on Fire, and that featured Dylan on vocals. The only member of the band not on the album was on that song was Levon Helm, because he actually had Robbie Robertson on drums for that particular track. So there you go. Now, I always remember that song. The first time I remember hearing that song as a kid was the show Absolutely Fabulous, the British comedy show. That was the theme song, a cover version of that song. But if you ever get a chance, you should certainly listen to the Basement Tapes, because right around that same time, Dylan and the band released their live album Before the Flood, and Bob Dylan just put out a 27-disc box set featuring concerts from the 74 tour between him and the band. So check that out, too, if you've got a lot of time on your hands. So that was the Bob Dylan of the band with This Wheel's on Fire. And we closed the show with a song called Happy by the Rolling Stones, which did not come out in 75, but in 1975, a compilation album called Made in the Shade came out, and it was catalog number 75-131 here at WTBR. Now, I must admit, I did play a streaming digital version of that song, because the record in our collection is warped beyond playability as far as that goes, so I did have to sort of cheat a little bit on the show and not play the vinyl version of it. But it's such a great song, I had to do it anyways. And I mentioned before how that Dylan and Bob Dylan song with the band didn't have Levon Helm on drums. That song from the Rolling Stones didn't have Charlie Watts on drums. That was Jimmy Miller, the producer of the album. The only two Stones on that song are Keith Richards and Mick Jagger. And then you had Bobby Keys and Jim Price doing the horns and Jimmy Miller on drums. So there you go. It's also the only Rolling Stones song with Keith Richards on vocals that hit the Hot 100. So learn something new every day. All right, that does it for us here at Random Draw. If you got your own idea for a show or you want to learn more about everything else that goes on down here at the radio station, stop by WTBRFM.com and get all the information you need. So until next time here on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet. We'll see you later.